Y'all in that mood yet? What you listen to? You wondering what you listening to? That new album by Young Wiz Khalifa. Currency. 2009.
That was legitness.
Have you not in that mood?
BBS and the spoiler kit, 1986, slinging that shit. They want the fan, the price on the brick.
I guess you get in that mood.
So we ain't coming down on the price. Ain't nowhere else you gon' get shit this nice. Got cocaine.
Get your bongs, bows, vapors. Front with backwards, vapors. And let's take off. So yeah, that's that new 2009 album by Currency and Wiz Khalifa. Shout out to my man Currency, yo. You really, really gave us some bars on this. I forgot how nice you was, man. That was my bad. But yeah, you definitely showed me what I've been missing from this duo. Like, I remember back in the day, and I think that's why they called it 2009, because this was a play off their old mixtape that they had called How Fly, and they supposed to have made a part two to it, and this was back in 2009, so I'm guessing that's why they did it that way, because that's supposed to have been a 2009 album. But yeah, man, my man Spitter is he nice on this joint. And I listened to it the first time I wasn't high. Imagine that. But yeah, I won't high because this was like 1 o'clock in the morning, and I had went to sleep. I told my brother to make sure he let me know when it comes out, because I wanted to listen to it, and he had iTunes, so he always be the first to listen to shit. So shout out my brother, High Class Podcast, you know, in the building. All right, so yeah, he sent it to me, and I'm listening to it for the first time. Now I'm listening to it in shuffle mode because, you know, my Spotify ain't goddamn paid for yet, you know. I was BB, Broke Boy Entertainment, but now it's Friday, you know, it's payday. Nigga, motherfucking caking, nigga. The fuck? What you know about Friday paydays? Even though I gotta motherfucking work, but I'm still fucking balling, bitch. yeah, so goddamn, I'm listening to it in shuffle, So it's a whole bunch of, I listened to like the first three songs, and all I hear is Currency fucking barring this nigga up. And I'm like, yo, don't tell me like this is how the whole I'm gonna be, because like I ain't with that. Like, y'all used to have like good connections. Y'all used to feed off each other's energy and shit like that. So like, why does I feel like he's going harder on his jank than you? So shout out to my smokers out there. So y'all know when y'all got a rig, right? And y'all already smoked all the oil and shit, and you go look in your rig and you get the reclaimer. So I realized I had some of that, so I went and took a dab. So I'm listening to it now. I put it on my PlayStation so I can like skip songs and shit. So I put it on my PlayStation and I actually get to listen to it like in the order that they put it out in. So the first track is Garage Talk, and I'm listening to it. It's like this old school freestyle beat. Like, this is a back in the day joint, and I guess that's what they're trying to say. Like, because this is an album that should have been back in the day, we gonna try to take it back, but like give you a futuristic feeling. So it's them rapping on that track, and my man Spitta goes in, dog. Like, Currency goes in, and then Wiz got a nice drink too. But me, for the first time when I first listened to it, I was like, oh yeah, that shit was trash. I ain't smoke neither. I was like, oh yeah, that's trash. So definitely an album that you have to smoke to really, really, really vibe out to it. But the structure on this joint, I kind of like the structure, but then again, I probably wouldn't suggest it, because like I said, in the first beginning, it's Currency giving you bars. So like, if you're not really a fan up on somebody and you go to preview the album to see how it is, you listen to like a couple songs, one or two, maybe like three. So if you're listening to them in order, and like the first three songs you hear freaking Currency is like giving it to us, and Wiz Khalifa playing the mellow side, is gonna kind of throw you off, I should say. So yeah, so I like this structure, because it does like separates them on the album, but it also brings them together. But from a person listening for the first time, I don't think that's a good song structure. In my opinion, the way you arranged your songs. So, like I said, the first three tracks is Currency going in. Now, back in the day, Currency used to be with Cash Money Records, and I used to listen to him back in the day, but what really like got me interested in him was when he was introduced to me in 2009 again, when he was with Wiz. So this was when I realized that he smoked real, real heavy and shit like that. So that's when I started rocking with him even more. So when I was listening to him, I guess he likes, back in the day, he used to smoke weed and play GTA. So, like, he used to always have little verses where he put a little GTA reference in there or shit like that. So, he got a track, and it's, well, both of them got a track. It's called, I do believe it's called First or Last. And he give us this nice little bar, quoting, Vice City, the game Vice City. And, I want you guys to listen to it. And, I want to go into a little short little remembrance, I should say, on how, back in the day, how I used to fuck niggas up in, GTA.
Bobby's dad said you first and you last. I got all intentions on getting this cash, rolling joints up with laser precision. I got major decisions to make.
Nope, it's from the start.
I put the cheat code in. I got the money and the infinite life. This Vice City, bitch.
Yeah. He said, I put the cheat code in. I got infinity lives. This is my Vice City shit. Like, that, I appreciate shit like that. That's like taking it back. That's, y'all remember when y'all used to play Vice City and y'all used to get all the codes offline and shit? So y'all used to like put in the code to get invincibility, and I used to just like go around fucking shit up. Yeah, that was like, that was the shit back in the day. Everybody, like, y'all used to take turns. Y'all used to put in invincibility. Well, it won't invincibility, but it was infinite lives, and y'all used to run from the cops and shit. So that was a little back in the day reference for all my Vice City lovers out there. But yeah, let me play the rest of the track for you.
But these the days and the times, and you never know who gonna try. Just that pink polo dick flow, give it through the vibe. Why at the top of the backyard fence to slow them motherfuckers down if they try to get in here? Ate them mushrooms and watched off face, and now I'm pacing in my window. Back of my mind, I know nobody coming, but then my third eye remind me, not everybody love me. Still I slide, twisting it up, weeding out them Chevys, hitting switches, giving it up, living it, bro. The vision for us was quite clear. When the smoke clears, decades later, we'll still be here.
Listen to that bar. That shit was nice. I'm gonna play that shit back.
Living it, bro. The vision for us was everybody love me. Still I slide, twisting it up. In my window, back of my mind. I don't if they try to get in here. Ate them mushrooms and washed off face, and now I'm pacing in my window. Back of my mind, I know nobody coming, but then my third eye remind me, not everybody love me. Still I slide, twisting it up, weeding out them Chevys, hitting switches.
He said, I took some shrooms. Now I'm in my window facing. No, he said, I took some shrooms and watched Scarface. Now I'm in my window facing. Then he said, he goes to say, watching out. And then he said his third eye is watching out, which reminds him that don't nobody fuck with him. Like, that shit was hard.
Living it up, living it, bro. The vision for us was quite clear. When the smoke clears, decades later, we'll still be here. I don't know where them other niggas at. I ain't looking for them fools. I'm trying to remember where I popped the bands at. We've been on the way, and we do it every
day. I wonder who is that chick on there.
From the beginning, niggas always started winning. Gonna remember me before
I'm finished. From a place where it's hard living. Ain't no handouts. Now stars in the ceiling. Niggas got options when it come to cars. No more regular hoes. All I'm fucking with is superstars. From the bullshit, we moving on. Roll a strong corn broad, need the newest car. Ain't a song, lest my dog detonate the bomb. Kush, help me right, hope you don't take it wrong. When I roll
ain't a song
light,
to my
I
nigga detonates the bomb. That was nice. Jet life, Taylor gang. Alright. That drink was nice. Now, like I said, you heard a couple of flows from Currency. That's like, I feel like he went in. Then you have the feature. And it's with Problem. And it's called Getting Loose. I think that's like it's like the single, the club song, the strip club song. Yeah, it's called Getting Loose, and that's when I think like this is the middle of the album. This is when both of them like give you a good clean verse, and like yeah, that shit is popping. And then the end is when I think Wiz Khalifa shines more and give you like his better verses on the drink. And this is the second feature. The first feature, I think it's the third song, which I said, they do give good, they both give good verses. But I felt like Currency, his verse was better. All right. So the name of this drink is called Getting Loose with Currency and Wiz Khalifa and Problem.
I don't want to let her trip, got stars in the roof, yeah. Getting loose, y'all nigga, getting loose. I ain't going for the flow, getting head in the booth, yeah. Getting loose, little bitch, getting loose. I don't want to let her trip, got stars in the roof, yeah. Getting loose, y'all nigga, getting loose. I ain't going for the flow, getting head in the booth, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. I ain't going for the flow, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. No way, I ain't going for the flow, boy. Scrapers in the city, Dayton's on the 57 Chevy Cross. Suspension, four switches, LS engine, bitches came with the interior. Dope pots, stir it up, fumes, gotta turn up. Sending that Malibu mash down the avenue. If the niggas really wanna race, bring the back through. Came through in the space coupe, everything new. Umbrellas in the old galaxy, in the roof, boss in the boat, sharks after the low beat. Cool, motherfucker, ain't nobody ask you. Going where the money at, came back with all that. Living my old bitch, gave my niggas the treasure map. We know where it's at, motherfucker, forget it, black. But twice what you paid on, boy, you could get it back. We could call the private plane like a taxi cab. Crib with extended driveway and a helipad, bitch.
That was legitness.
True, got stars in the roof, yeah. I'm getting loose, y'all nigga, getting loose. I ain't going for the flow, getting head in the booth, yeah. I'm getting loose, little bitch, getting loose. I don't want another true, got stars in my teeth, yeah. I'm getting loose, y'all nigga, getting loose. I ain't going for the flow, getting head in the booth, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. I ain't going for the flow, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. No way, I ain't going for the flow, boy.
Bars in the hooks, all that it took. We don't gotta ask questions, we wrote the book. This life way better than it look. You ain't gonna get to work on foot. Got these other rap niggas shook. 10 years ain't missed by a hair. You could drop shit in this whip, not a hair. Proceed with care, the set keep trees in the air. No need for VIP passes, my whole team in the clear. DS and all our pieces. Try to call our phone, can't reach us. We probably got the country, a roll of weed up playing FIFA. And my cars is decent. Some of them older, some recent. Leaving my keys in this one for today. You gon' see a new one this weekend on game.
Get loose, little bitch, get loose. I don't want another troop, got stars in the roof, yeah. Getting loose, y'all nigga, get loose. I ain't going for the flow, getting head in the booth.
Alright, that was Getting Loose. That was the feature. Alright, and one thing of, well, you know, Wiz killed that drink.
But I like the flow between both of them, actually. But it was a line Wiz Khalifa said. He was like, I'm getting high watching. I'm getting high playing FIFA. And like, is that really a thing? Because like, I've heard a lot of rappers say they get high and they play the game and shit. Like, and one of the games that they always mention is FIFA. It's Madden, FIFA, and 2K. Like, but I hear a lot of FIFA references in rappers' music. So I really didn't know if that was a thing or not. So after that, that's when you start getting into Wiz's bag, I should say. So after that, they got a drink called it's called Plot Twist. And this drink, I feel like this is a stoner collab. This is a Wiz and Currency type song. Like, I think like they definitely came to a collaboration on this drink. Plot Twist.
Gotta have a plot to get it. This life, it costs a lot to live it, so you gotta watch the competition.
That was legitness.
Make executive decisions, never switch when the rest of them different. That money put us in the best of positions. Always maintain leverage, keep ice in the beverage. Go car shop instead of clothes, you like it, you get it. My closet filled with all types of shit. This badge will probably work your whole life for this, and now get it in one night. Win some, lose some, my car ill as they come. And I'm about to build another one. Soon as I'm done, I'm putting it right on the street. You know what's going down when Taylor Life Jet Gang hook up with Monster Beats.
Audio dope supply to needs. Fiends itching, sniffing for new audio fees. This how it ought to be. More often, two strong, high up bosses with good intentions to see each other winning. Taking no shots or losses, but I know that we a rarity. Something they'll never see till our sons click up and commence to hustling heavily. Sacrifices made, now we sitting in them better seats. And I ain't even watching the game. I just came to floss this outfit. Now I'm on national TV. Sitting courtside playing my Nintendo Switch with a Nike headband, fresh from 1996. Kick sick, collection quarantine. Dead stock 23s, awesome bathing. They some show you haven't
connection
seen.
Connection quarantine, like dead stock 23.
Drunk with power, gold bathroom fixtures, a marble shower, 2009 till the end of time. It's all ours. Keep the eating, seven thumbs, switch nigga, we smoke weed, laughing in the pictures, and I wouldn't talk about it, nigga, then live it, if you need.
Yeah, so that was a nice little J. That's one that I really, really like. That's a song I really, really like, because both of them gives you their good shit. And they going bar for bar. And they sound like a stoners duo. What that nigga Currency said, stone duo. Kick and go like judo to a bad bitch, and she said she won't go. That was nice, bro. Shout out Spitter, bro. All right, so we're gonna keep on going. Is another track about Wiz that I think he like really, really did good on. Both of them did good on this drink, but I feel like on this one, I feel like Wiz had a better message, I should say. So, yeah, this is called, it's called Forever Ball.
Side on mine, just like every time.
La música de
California.
If the shit fall, who could I call? Nobody fool up like I did myself, dawg. So I hustle hard, 100 stacks in the vault. Just a little bounce back, make sure that we forever ball. If the shit fall, who could I call? Nobody fool up, I got this myself, dawg. That's why I hustle hard, 100 stacks in the vault. Just a little bounce back, make sure that we forever ball. Yeah, youngins don't handle bars, totally sawed off. Just when you thought you seen it all, these niggas turn into transformers when this dream falls. Thinking that's your nigga, that's the one who plotting to kill you. Street shit, I'm quite familiar. I was raised by dealers, by life stealers, who quite realer than them old niggas in the background of your pictures. Old nigga, your daddy was scared of the goons who used to drop me off at school. People ain't know the kind of shit I was off into. Silent rider, destined for dollars. Musical scholar, pinning his own products. Straight narcotics, watch me turn this beat into a foreign with a spoiler on it. Shit fall, who could I call? Nobody fool up, I got it myself, dawg. That's why I hustle hard, 100 stacks in the vault. Just a little bounce back, make sure that we forever ball. If the shit fall, who could I call? Nobody fool up, I got it myself, dawg. That's why I hustle hard, 100 stacks in the vault. Just a little bounce back, make sure that we forever ball.
Yeah. Ball forever, pocket full of mozzarella. I remember when the owner didn't let us. Now we pull our car up where our jet is. All you see is letters. TGOD, we ain't dying never. We in the sky forever, stay applying pressure. Pack my bags for any weather. Boy, you broke and need to get your shit together. Silence any competition. Got the crib that I dreamed of. And not to mention bathtub like a swimming pool. Smoking out and tripping. Always handle business. Always left hella game on the table for anyone to witness. Trips to Vegas, we don't need a ticket. Blow presidential, smoking our drinks are expensive. Our wins are extensive. Penthouse, wonderful view. I live how a prince live. But back when we started, wasn't a way to predict this. Stuck to the script, made our own movie out of it. It's coming real soon, fool, you gotta see it.
If the shit fall, yeah, yeah. Who could I call? Nobody fool up like I did myself, y'all. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's why I hustle hard. Line stacks in the fall, just a little bounce back. Make sure that we forever ball. If the shit fall,
that was legitness.
Nobody fool up like I did myself, dawg. That's why I hustle hard. 100 stacks in the fall, just a little bounce back. Make sure that we forever ball. Yeah.
Yeah, man, my nigga Wiz killed that last verse, dog. So, yeah, get that album a listen. You know, that's going to be in my rotation because I feel like that's a smoking album, you know. So, for the people who do smoke, you're going to find that in your rotation a lot. And, yeah, man, just a little short little segment. I just wanted to peep y'all on game, give you a little insight. So we be back after a short little break. Gone. Yo. What's going on, folks? How y'all doing out there? Y'all still vibing? Y'all still riding? It's Friday, man. It's Friday, man. Y'all right, though? All right, what's up, y'all, man? Just chilling. Relaxing before I have to go to work. And I'm doing a little homework, you know, trying to find little topics to discuss on the podcast. Reading up on information, looking at other podcasts. And I was on Facebook and it was this, I would guess it's like this little push button group, and it's called Push Black, and is a black-led non-profit dedication group to black Americans, right? So they was like every week or every day or whatever the case may be, they're going to be sending out history on Black Americans. And you know, this is Black History Month. And I feel like just me by myself, I feel like me as a proud Black African American, I like to do history and I like to inform others and I like others to inform me and I like to learn and things like that. So I think I should just read a little some of the articles that they sent to me that I feel like I should like share to you guys. So, all right, so I'm reading this. And the first one he sent to me, it was, it said, where is it at? All right, so I'm reading what it says off the website. So it said, years before what's considered the first instance of white enslaving Africans, another voyage was underway. It was in the 1518 that King Charles V of Spain authorized the shipment of our ancestors to the Americas. And it gives you a picture of that contract. It said the assentio, or contract for allowing to the subjects of Great Britain the liberty of importing Negroes into the Spanish America. And it was signed by the Catholic King on the 25th day of March, March 25th. All right. So after it shows me that, it said, in order for the traders to participate in the trafficking of kidnapped Africans, the Spanish king introduced the Asientos de Negros license. So this was a license allowing Spanish people to, it allowed, and I don't want to be wrong, but it looks like it was the Spanish king who issued this license, and the license was permitted a merchant to abduct Africans as if they weren't human at all and supplied them to Spanish American colonies. The highest bidder won the Asientio, and the royal Spanish family made a sizable profit. So what they're trying to say is the Spanish enslaved us too. Is that what they're trying to say? I'm not sure. All right, it goes on. It said, with that purchase license, anyone could buy enslaved Africans, vigorously capture them, and sell them across the Atlantic, and then sell them in the Americas. So you had a license to kill, to enslave African Americans. All right, so the discoveries we've made are transforming our understanding of the very beginning of the transatlantic slave trade. Up to now, it's been shockingly understudied area. So they're trying to say that white Americans wasn't the first
to enslave us? Because this goes all the way back to 1518. Oh, wow. All right, so, so they gave me another one. So I'm gonna open this. Okay. In the aftermath of a massacre that destroyed an entire black community, one lawyer stepped up to the plate to rebuild from the ashes. This is how he did it. All right, so I'm going to start this one. Okay, so I guess it was a black lawyer. All right. So it said, filled with all black businesses, Black Wall Street in Greenwood, Tulsa, Oklahoma, was a community for us, by us, with no interference from white residents. Wow, so we had a Black Wall Street in Greenwood, Tulsa, Oklahoma. Okay, and by 1921, we were extremely successful. Such success, however, had a lot of white folks big mad. Okay. Okay, it says, this white anger led to one of the most devastating upheavals in U.S. history, the Tulsa Race Massacre. Thousands of us were killed, imprisoned, and displaced by white residents and law enforcement. But no black lawyer survived the slaughter, and he refused to accept the devastation. He was ready to fight back. All right, as we go on, Buck Colbert Franklin was the attorney who knew much about racism in the justice system. After literally being silenced in the courtroom because of his race, Franklin chose to only practice law in black communities. As such, Franklin chose to lead the charge against the Tulsa's racist government. This young man looking very swift in his picture, I should say. But as I read on, it says, in an attempt to rezone the former black town for white commercial use, Tulsa City Council passed a law preventing black residents from rebuilding their once thriving communities. But Buck Colbert Franklin knew the law and sued the city. The case went all the way to the Oklahoma Supreme Court, where he was victorious. So, yes, one for us. You know what I'm saying? One for us. No, but that's crazy. Like they passed a law preventing us from rebuilding only because they wanted their zone back, like on some territory type shit. So the next 5 years saw survivors of the massacre joining together to pool resources and reconstruct a city whose spirit was burnt but still beat strong. The city never returned to its glory days, but the community refused to go down without a fight. When your people call on you to answer, and thanks to Buck Colbert Franklin's response, black residents were able to rebuild homes, businesses, and communities. So, thanks to him, we were able to save a little bit of Black Wall Street. And his name was Buck Colbert Franklin. Let's see if I got another one for y'all. That was nice. Let's see. Okay, so it's a thing on poetry. Okay. It said poetry is a powerful tool in the hands of black people. And this 19th century black poet knew that all too well how his Paul Laurence Dunbar used poetry to speak up about black life in racist America. All right, so I'm gonna go ahead and read. About that. So let's go. All right. So I know why the caged birds sing. When his wing is bruised and his bosom sore, when he beats his bars and he would be free, it is not a carol of joy or glee. No, this poem didn't spring from the brilliant mind of Maya Angelou, as you may initially believe. This poem titled Sympathy came from a much earlier writer, a man regarded as one of the most profound, prolific black poet. His name was Paul Laurence Dunbar. Born to free black parents in Dayton, Ohio, Dunbar's career sprang to life after he addressed the Western Association of Writers. Once he shared poems conveying the ups and downs of being black in America, publishers began to take notice. As his poetry circulated, a largely white audience was fascinated by Dunbar's work, usually for the wrong reason. Though Dunbar's canon included a vast variety of poetry and short stories written in both dialectic black speech and normal English, most white reviewers preferred humorous tales of black life during slavery over accounts of the oppressive racial abuses black people endured post-emancipation. Despite critics often ripping apart his work that deviated from their ideas of who black people are, Dunbar continued writing about being black during white supremacist times. This allowed him to travel the world, all over the U.S. and England. Dunbar toured such poems as Ode to Ethiopia and Invitation to Love, exposing the world to multiple expressions of blackness and to injustices black people continuously face. Sadly, Paul Laurence Dunbar met an early death at 33 in 1906, but before he left this earth, he gifted us with deeply inspired poetry that gave voice to a wide array of black experience. All right, so to pay homage to him, he was a black poet. And he got famous, but he was receiving a lot of flack because he was doing poetry about how he was abused and things like that. So they wanted him to give the funny moment, and he didn't want to do that. Like he was like, no, I don't want to give you funny moments for you to laugh off our pain. So he got two drinks, Ode to Ethiopia and Invitation to Love. I'm going to look up Invitation to Love. Let's see if we can get that up. All right, so we're going to go ahead, take a break while I find this. And we're going to give it up to our sponsors and let us take a quick break. All right, we back. And before the break, I was reading some history on Paul Laurence Dunbar. And he a black poet, and he used to write poetry on the hardships of black African Americans, what we've been through, and like sharing his story. And you know, the white people, they hated it. They didn't want to, I guess they didn't want to feel bad or what they did or whatever the case may be. So they wanted him to change his style and like talk about the funny things and like make it kind of funny. And yeah, he didn't want to do that. So for him not doing that, he became even famous and later on toured around the world and things like that. And he had two poems that he was famous for, and one of them is called Ode to Ethiopia, and I just want to read that one for you guys, just to give you more insight on who he was. So, all right, so it says, O Mother Race, to thee I bring this pledge of faith unwavering. This tribute to thy glory, I know the pains which thou didst feel when slavery crushed thee with its heel, with thy dear blood of all glory. Sad days were those, sad indeed, but through the land the fruitful seed of better times was growing. The plant of freedom upward spring and spread its leaves so fresh and young, youngest blossoms now are blowing. On every hand in this fair land, proud Ethiopia's swarthy children stand beside their fairer neighbor. The forests flee before their stroke, the hammers ring, their forges smoke, thou stir in honest labor. They tread the fields with honor cause, the voices sound through Senate halls in majesty and power to ring they call, the hymns they sing up to the skies and beauty ring and bolder grow each hour. Be proud, my race, in mind and soul, thy name is writ on glory's scroll in characters of fire, high amidst the clouds of fame, bright sky, thy banners blazoned folds now fly, and truth shall lift them higher. Thou hast the right to noble pride, whose spotless robes were purified by blood severed baptism. Upon thy brow the cross was laid, and labor's painful sweat beds made a considering a castrating chasm. To other race, or white or black, when bound as thou wert to the rack, so seldom stoop to grieving, no other race when free again forgot the past and proved them men so noble and forgiving. Go on and up, our souls and eyes shall follow thy continuous rise, our ears shall list thy story from bards
from Thus Root Shall Spring, and proudly tune their lyres to sing, O Ethiopia's glory. And that was Ode to Ethiopia. That was one of the poems by him. And it was another one called Invitation to Love. But I just want to shout out Paul Lawrence Dunbar, because like for someone to be sharing their experience and the hardships and what they've been through, and for someone to say, oh, we don't want you to express yourself that way, like we don't want, we want you to do it this way, and try to dictate to you how they want you to express yourself. And back then, like going against the grain was like unheard of. Like you had a couple people, but a lot of people wasn't doing it. So for him to take a stand and say, no, I'm going to still do it my way, like, I commend him for that. So I want to take some time out and give you another poem. It was the second one, Invitation to Love. All right. So it says, come when the nights are bright with stars, or when the moon is mellow. Come when the sun has golden bars, drops on the hayfield yellow. Come in the twilight soft and gray, come in the night or come in the day. Come, oh love, whenever you may, and you are welcome, welcome. You are sweet, oh love, dear love. You are soft as the nesting dove. Come to my heart and bring it rest as the birds fly home to its welcome nest. Come when my heart is full of grief, or when my heart is misery. Come with the falling of the leaf, or with the redding cherry. Come when the year's first blossom blows. Come when the summer's gleam and glows. Come with the winter's drifting snows, and you're welcome. You're welcome. All right, that was the Invitation of Love. Those was very... nice poems. I really liked the second one. The first one was cool also. So yeah, that's it. And you know, speaking of poetry, you know, I have a couple poems myself. You know, I create. Like, is whenever I feel like writing down something, whether it's a rap or a verse or whatever the case may be, you know, I do it. So I want to read one that I have. All right, so I don't have a title to this, but, you know, it was just, I don't know, like, I felt as if when I wrote this, I was just feeling like I wasn't depressed. But I was just in it. It was just my relationship wasn't as strong as I wanted to be, I should say. And like, it was just like, I didn't know whether this is gonna be what I have for the rest of my life or what, like. I didn't know what the future held for my life, I should say. I think this was around the time I had my baby. But yeah, let me read it first, and then maybe I can give you a better insight. So it says, the feeling of emptiness, sorrow, and pain go hand in hand and seem all the same. Feel like the injection of drugs and poison running through my veins. I wish I can numb it all, but if this the only way I can feel any part of you, I'm a dope fiend for the rest of my life. But turning to drugs can't be the way. Pick something delicate to show you your faith. Something small but delicate, like the flower in the wind being pushed and pulled in the wind. But the wind is, in reality, is temptation, and the flower is you. How can a flower not move in the wind? It's going to happen sometime. The wind will be too strong for the flower and kills it, sadly. But that's how life works. But if you compare yourself to a tree, a full-grown tree, the leaves may shake, but the tree trunk does not move. The roots shall fall in love with the earth. So why it shows its loyalty is pushing its roots deep into the earth as it grows, fighting temptation and giving its loyalty to the earth. So that was a little something that I wrote, and it was like I was having a conversation between me and the relationship I wanted to have, I guess. But yeah, from time to time I write a little some, but that's all I'm gonna give you. I got a couple of them that I'm looking at that's pretty good. Okay, I'm gonna read this. All right, it says, stupid mistakes caused me everything. Stupid mistakes caused me to lose it all. Stupid mistakes hurt the most beautiful woman I loved of all. Stupid mistakes seem so right, but stupid mistakes cost me a better life. Stupid mistakes cost me a loving wife. Stupid mistakes did not once, but twice. No, stupid mistakes I did once but twice. Stupid mistakes makes me human. Stupid mistakes is a part of life. But why my stupid mistakes caused me everything in one night. Now I have to live with these stupid consequences. Stupid ass nigga. But when you open your eyes and realize with your real eyes that people lie and it's all just a part of life. Everyone makes a stupid mistakes, whether it's intentional or not. But don't question your intelligence over a mistake. That mistake is something that did not ruin a lot. But if it's true, it'll return stronger than before. It hurt, trust me. It did to even stomach the thought that our bond was ripped from me like a child forced from his mother. Stupid ass nigga. All right, so I gave y'all two. I ain't gonna give you another one. I'm not giving you another one. But yeah, that's the end of this. And be on the lookout for the next. Peace.
Fuck my balls.
What?
So then you gonna fuck him?
Yo. Yo, I legit.
This nigga was on Instagram live showing his ass cheek.
Like, I legit,
go tell a nigga he gonna fuck him.
I legit told him, I'm like, bro, if you gay, then like, just let me know. Like,
yeah, like being gay isn't a problem, like, my okay nigga. It, like, but you, right, you constantly saying you not gay, then yeah, doing that, all that's this what I have shit.
With. That's what I have a problem.
Like,
with.
I don't know, like, how I should feel around you.
Like.
That's not
him too,
but that's a problem
with
being
gay. Yeah, but if you lying to yourself,
unless you was trying to come on.
Yeah. I don't wanna get a nigga to come on to.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I ain't fucking with that shit. You gotta take that shit over there.
Like, And when you really think about it, no gay nigga really gonna go out of his way to go smack. So what's the problem? Like, I'm not gonna lie, I've had a few gay people go smack at me. But for the most part, that like never happened. Like, then, bro,
so they just up and asked you.
I think they
just like nonchalant, just
like tried to go smack. Yeah, tried to go smack
away from everybody else, and this dude was talking to me. Then he was talking to me, and I listened to what he was saying. I was like, "What if you get your game?"
No. I've been legitimately like hit on by like. So like, but keep in mind, it hasn't been much at all.
Cause to me, I'm thinking like when a gay dude goes to like a club or something, he go with somebody. Like he have a female to like hit him up and like shit like that.
I mean, the thing is, like, it happens so rarely, though. Like, unless a nigga knows, like, unless, like, a gay person, like, from what I've noticed, unless they know, because I've seen a lot of gay people, especially in my generation, they're like, not to be rude, but they're popping up like fucking weeds, dog. Like, they're everywhere now.
It's DC.
And so what's it called? Like the chances of it happening are so low. So like the way I see it, I think like from my personal experience, I think gay people go smack at like people they know that are gay or they're openly gay.
But how would they know that a person's gay?
Okay, but you have to realize a lot of people are flamboyant.
That's why I felt like
a lot of people are flamboyant.
But a lot of people are flamboyant.
Was gay people.
Okay, so I'm speaking from my generation and what I've noticed. In your generation, I don't see as many flamboyant boys walking around because that's some shit you would get bullied on.
But do you see, like, I wouldn't call flamboyant as if, like you ever see those ones who overdress? Like,
that's flamboyant.
Like my brother, every time he take a shower, he takes a fucking hour and 30 minutes just in the shower.
No, okay, but you have to understand, like, some people have a whole thing they go through in the shower.
Yeah, because, listen. Just because you take a shower,
Listen.
It's called, like, metrosexual.
Listen.
Listen. Get prettier than a female.
Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah. There are other terms for that. But like, for your shower example,
you're damn near gay if you do all that metrosexual.
There's niggas that like take like when like for example.
Certain times, if I take an hour in the shower because I was at work at 5, I slaved to that bitch and
exactly.
Like, I ain't showered in 3 days.
So like some people,
dirt off me.
For the main difference between Eamon and I, like one time I tried showering as long as Eamon takes a fucking hour. Dog, I shit you not. I washed my body 20 times. I scrubbed my whole body and then rinsed myself off and then scrubbed my whole body again.
Yeah.
20 times. 20 times. And like when I get into a shower, I shower and I get the fuck out. That's how I do. Like people say it's disgusting, but my showers, I'm a clean ass person. I smell good.
Yeah,
my
shower. Make sure you wash your ass.
I do shower.
I shit you not.
Matter of fact, most females be like, nigga, wait, no,
yo
ass, you take a shower like
that.
I'm like, hey, listen,
bro. My average shower is under 10 minutes.
Yeah.
It's under 10 minutes. Like
10 minutes is the least.
If I'm speeding, I can get in and out of the shower in about like 3 minutes.
Now, look.
Are you the type to get up in the water and like you have to lather your wet your whole fucking body to wash your ass?
Listen, if I'm getting in there quick or not.
So
I got time.
Keep in mind, people have.
Cause if we in a rush as men, we get in there, we're washing our nuts and shit, all this right here.
Yeah. Exactly.
We in the flood.
Yep. But the thing
and
is,
we getting out of there like nigga, that's the go after that. That was a shower. Now I got to go back to work.
Certain people have like OCD.
Like one of
and OCD is a spectrum.
Okay.
So when you think of it, it's like everyone who has OCD. They're not like manic to the point where they can't move from this spot unless they do something. You know what I mean?
So you but don't have to have people, OCD.
You don't have to be like
legit OCD
yeah,
to be OCD.
You don't
OCD.
Have to be crazy to be OCD.
Yeah,
people,
you know,
they
a
just
study came out about people with OCD and all that. You know, it's a lot more than what they thought.
Exactly, because it's a spectrum.
Uh-huh.
So, like for me, my OCD is like, if I clean something, I have to clean it like properly, and that's why Javonna started fucking with me, and like everybody at AMPizza started fucking with me, is because I could clean stuff really, really well because I wouldn't stop halfway through. That's my sort of OCD. If I'm cleaning something, like if someone else is cleaning something and they don't do it the full way, I don't have a problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm cleaning
you're doing
it, exactly. So that's my sort of OCD. So it's not like on
that is
it's not
crazy,
like a huge
though.
Spectrum. You know what I mean?
But why do you feel as if like when you're cleaning you have to be perfect,
so,
but if you see someone else clean,
because the way I see it is,
that is kind of weird.
Like when you feel like you need to clean up after him,
because it's a spectrum. What I think about it is like me personally, like not to say I'm lazy, but I'm not the one to do all this extra work. You know what I mean? If I can coast by and chill, I will.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
everybody knows how to turn it on.
Exactly. So like
don't have to turn it on.
And that's why I say it's a spectrum. Because I don't feel the need to, because of how I am as a person, I'm not like lazy, but I don't want to like clean up after someone.
Mm-hmm.
That makes me sort of like, it makes me lower on the spectrum, whereas
it makes you kind of more personal.
Because
some people outside and look at it as more selfish, more into yourself.
The way my mom taught me is if you're going to clean something, clean it right the first time.
Okay.
Don't clean something 3-4 times trying to get
when
exactly. So when I clean the wells,
mm-hmm.
when I do it at night and I have to go back to the wells are basically like clean of debris.
Mm-hmm.
I just have to give them that final scrub down.
Okay.
And that's why I take so long to close, because everything that I like clean,
mm-hmm.
even if I'm cleaning like especially dishes, bro, I legitimately have to scrub almost every single one of them. That's why I hate washing screens.
Yeah.
So line is really difficult for me.
Well, do Jay not open up tomorrow?
I don't know. Probably Doug. No, Doug, because I have to do that. I have to do backups.
Cause I forgot to fucking do the screens. She wanted to do the screens every day.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
But if I
did them day from yesterday.
His favorite pieces and pieces.
Shit. I'm about to hand your damn son some fucking free piece of fucking card. The fuck?
Look, bro, if you're able to crop this video, you should crop it to like 19 minutes, because that's when this shit started getting real lit.
Yeah, I'm gonna edit this joint. Yeah. Fuck that. Hell yeah, I'm gonna throw his ass some fucking piece of card. Shit. I found them Jays today.
Let's go get this. I want this on my pizza. I don't want no sauce.
Oh, dog, the Big Caesar. Dog, I've been having a craving for it recently.
Big Caesar?
Yeah, and I modified it. I added jalapenos and, because, you know, I like shit spicy. Mm-hmm. I had jalapenos and meatball. And then I also add, on the end, I add, because, you know, I like shit spicy, I add red pepper flakes, and I add garlic oil. And that joint, I take out the croutons. I don't like tomatoes.
You still put the romaine and stuff on it?
Yeah, the Caesar. I put the romaine, and then I put a little. I put a little bit of romaine, and then I like sprinkle the Caesar like thinly, and then I put like majority of the romaine on top of that, and then I put like the actual amount of romaine. And then, what's it called? If we have the little crumblets, because, you know, we used to have
crouton crumblets. Yeah, like crushed
up. I crumble them on top of the pizza, because those don't get stale.
Oh, shit.
And that don't be hitting, bro.
What? Hey, yo. Hey, I might have to try that shit. That joint's
so good.
Because I was thinking, I was like, the salad pizza is cool and all. But to revamp that shit, yeah, and like to make it your own personal joint.
And sometimes I be feeling like I want a like little bit, like I want that like tomato type flavor, mm-hmm. because I take the tomatoes out, but like I like tomatoes, like everything that's tomato besides the actual tomato I like. So if I'm feeling a little bit of tomato, I'll put like a light coating of spicy tomato sauce on it, so that it's not like you can like, so it's not like the pizza's wet or anything like that, but you can taste the little tomato flip, bro. I be cooking all my pizzas, little
pizza. Chef need a jewel. God damn. He smoked in between sessions a cigarette. That's like, he need a jewel for that.
Hey, bro, the problem is, you gotta remember, niggas be using cigarettes to get off of the jewel.
To get off?
To get off of the jewel. Niggas smoke, what? Niggas, like, people that have never smoked cigarettes before, be like, damn, like, this jewel has fucked up my life, like, I need to get off of it. And, like, because they need that nicotine rush, they go straight to cigarettes. And that should be fucking them up. Jumpy wall. All
right. So, after we smoke this, I definitely got to pay attention to how we react off this shit.
All right, bet. So, I'll definitely give my input.
Because
even if I don't feel like I'm hurt.
This like, shit is called A-Train, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, it said it gives you the classic stone feeling. It said be ready for smiles and munchies.
So, if we start geeking and I get hungry.
Yeah. That's what I said.
All right. Nobody's trying to laugh. That means you, bitch. No. Nobody's trying to laugh.
Alright. Alright, so we got to...
Bro, we should put a dollar wager on this.
Bro, I can't believe fucking Christian got a fucking $15 tip. Like, that was straight crazy. He was like... And then the funniest thing was he thought... It was just us three there, and he thought Christian was somebody else. So he was like, yeah, I want to get the tip to the other guy that made my pizza.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, yeah, I'm the one that made your pizza. And he was like, no, it was some other, he was straight talking about Christian, but he was saying it was some other guy. And he's like, no, I'm the only person that like was here that made your fucking pizza. And straight gave that nigga $15, like. I get. Where the fuck you holding that coat? One in your throat. Bang, bang.
You made it just in time.
Is this the card up? Arnaz J racially motivated.
Damn. Yes. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I hate the street give. I had to straight send some Black History information to JaVale ass.
Bro, no, that nigga don't know. Bro, he asked me what the government shutdown was. He's 18, bro.
He asked me. I said he's in college.
Exactly.
And he don't know what the government.
He asked me what the government shut.
And this is the second time they did it.
No, what do you mean? The government shutdown. In recent time.
Yeah, maybe like two or three years ago. My bad. They did that drink.
The funniest thing that I seen though about the government shutdown, the little like names and shit.
Yeah.
My man sent the group text and said, "Yeah, I told my cousin nigga the government shutdown. This nigga think he off probation."
Government shutdown, he off probation. Bro,
I was rolling out of these niggas stupid. I told my cousin the government shut down. Nigga, I'm going for probation.
Brother Slaney, this like 3 days ago, I was working with Doug, and you know how Doug's ass. Well, like he was doing backups, but you know how he mainly he be in the back a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, he's doing something. He's normally in the back. And, bro, this lady, I was on post. I made the pizza, and then I went to post because there was only one lady. And she was, like, talking about the government shutdown. I don't remember how it started, but something got sparked up with the government shutdown.
So she came in and asked for a government
shutdown pizza? No. She wasn't asking for a government shutdown pizza.
But she was, bitch, that's over.
She was basically saying thank you for doing the government pizza because her husband is a government worker. And she was like, luckily she foresaw this happening and stuff like that. Like, she's been saving for years. Ever since the last shutdown,
yeah,
she's been saving mad money. See, so that if another shutdown happened, she would have money. And she was like,
yo, you know what the government showed me? Like, damn, I thought all these people with government jobs lived much better than we do.
They don't.
They must don't. God damn it. Government
shut down. She was like, bro. Listen to the rest of this. Bro, she said.
Hell yeah.
Exactly. I felt like, God damn it, I must be doing all her.
She said.
You motherfuckers is crying like you fucking evicted. I thought you had a government job.
She said to people like her, it helped so much, like having the government shut down that Ann Pizza did. It helped so much, it helped so much of families and stuff like that who are government workers.
Yeah.
And she said it helped, even though they had money saved up, it helped a lot being able to go to Ann Pizza and get a pizza and have at least one, like, planned, places, like, yeah, decent everywhere, every day you can go and get good food. Right. She said, yo, she hugged me.
But what I'm saying is,
she gave me a tip. See
what
I mean?
What?
She was like,
I wouldn't think,
yes, that, bro.
I wouldn't think government people would be like her and have some money and give a tip and shit. Like, I didn't think everybody in the government, like, damn, the government shut down for 2 weeks. That happened with plenty of presidents. It's been the longest, and niggas was out that motherfucker like, nigga, we struggling.
Yes.
People losing houses. God damn. People getting kicked out of the houses.
Bigger than everybody.
Your motherfucking ass act like you about to get evicted, nigga.
Them motherfuckers was lying.
They
was lying up. They was lying up before the time to get their fucking
pizza. There's no reason to get a government job.
Like, what
if it's like that?
If it's like that.
Right. If it's like, God damn, like, I thought y'all was getting hella paid.
Yo, I'm going to start up a conflict.
I would have thought y'all niggas said the government shut down for a couple of weeks and everybody was sitting like, yeah, vacation.
Shit.
And
then that shit government happened, like, pensions come in.
Them niggas was acting like, we're scrambling for water.
If it's this bad and like, 3 weeks can fuck up your whole life type shit just because a quote unquote bad president. And I say that so people don't get butthurt.
But fuck Trump.
But you know what I mean?
But Trump's still been a president that's just up front and forward.
Yeah, I mean,
he's a businessman.
Yo,
and I told people when the election was going on, I was like, man, y'all don't understand. Bro. Trump probably win this shit. I was like, Trump probably win. I was like, why?
Thank you, bro. Everybody's asking me why. Thank you, bro.
Because he's when you're a businessman, a white businessman,
that's what I said.
Even though Hillary was getting all those votes, when you're a white businessman that do business in 50 states,
bro,
why do you think these people in those states ain't going to vote for you so you can be the president and they'll say, okay, he would give me tax breaks on my business.
He was there to fix the fucking economy.
Do you know how much business shit of it?
Do you know how much like the fucking
he failed business, but the fucking this isn't mine money,
bro.
You gotta fail to know what you're doing.
It's party business,
so.
Oh, what the fuck is party mode?
Party mode is when it shows different
colors. His only problem is he still gets to Donald Trump's ego. Huh? If he didn't have his type of ego, if somebody else was really pulling his strings, then Donald Trump is the right president. Like, he's not being a sucker to no other country. He's
bro,
not
he did
these niggas act like anything.
Thank you,
then,
bro.
Then when everybody keeps talking about the immigration shit with the border wall, we should have been did that.
Trump is not
had a border wall.
Trump is not a bad president.
To control immigration.
The problem
he's
is
just trying to say now we got to do
the
it.
The problem
I'm
is
it
Trump.
Not.
No,
Trump's
okay,
ego,
okay.
His
Trump
ego.
Is not a bad
old
president.
White man ego.
And if you want to sit here and spit facts with me about Trump that aren't unbiased, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong.
He's still a stupid
Trump
president.
Is a fucking idiot. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
but he did, he's done
he's a
lot of good
president.
Stuff.
I would rather have someone else. I would definitely.
Black employment is up. Black incarceration is down. Freaking all employment all around is
a
up.
A lot of that shit was going
okay.
On
his stupid shit. He did some
was
stupid
shit.
Fucking flexing on Kim Jong Un like that because he did some stupid shit. But guess what? We're America, and he backed and Kim Jong Un backed
okay.
the fuck down. Okay,
of course.
Now,
what
listen,
president
listen.
Can't do that?
Okay, no, but listen, listen.
Right.
You're, no, no. What
said,
you're
Donald
not understanding is
in.
That I said Trump is
if,
a fucking
if he wasn't
idiot.
Tweeting with people and he was
Trump,
quiet.
Trump
Donald
is a
Trump's
fucking
like nobody doing it.
Idiot.
But cannot,
Trump,
I still,
Trump has not fucked the country, and
say,
you,
he cannot run our country.
You exactly.
He's a businessman that can help it, but
exactly.
He cannot run our
I am
country.
Not saying he can. I'm not saying if
country.
We he. I'm not saying
he
will fuck up
my vote
in this 4 years. I'm not saying he will fuck. He won't fuck up in this 4 years. He has fucked up before, and he will fuck up again. But you have to think about it. Every president has fucked up.
True.
Barack Obama has
true.
A lot of fucking faults.
Yeah, I'm not.
So
what
you're
not
giving Trump something? He's our biggest president with the biggest balls as a president. He's
exactly
trying to do whatever the fuck he's
not,
really
and
saying
listen,
he's going to do.
And bro,
he's trying to do it.
Trump.
The rest of these
what you have to realize,
still people pull strings.
Trump
is going
did some
the
stupid
media.
Shit.
Mm-hmm.
Trump has
shit.
Taken by far the most vacation days.
Mm-hmm.
Trump has tried to go into fucking. So somewhat of a fucking
not
nuclear
no
warfare
news.
with fucking North Korea. It was Trump flexing on everyone,
you're right.
Doing
see,
stupid
see,
shit
no,
because
no, no.
he's
but
Trump.
Who needs a president
no,
like that?
But
though.
No, but listen, Trump
we
is a fucking
that's
idiot.
That's why he would never got my vote
Trump
for president
is a
of the
fucking
he
idiot.
Still not run our country.
Trump is a fucking idiot. You're annoying, ignoring that whole fact. But as a president so far in his campaign, you cannot tell me the bad has outweighed the good. Everything has by some lord of nature
okay.
has fixed
that's
itself.
You're totally true.
Okay.
You're totally
so
true.
Listen, you cannot say Trump
too,
is a bad president. If
I can because as a president, you shouldn't. The things that you quote unquote doing good, the way you go about it, you know a president has
okay.
a certain
okay.
je ne sais trois with them.
You know, French over
no,
here.
I'm saying, French
over
here. You know what I'm saying? Like he has as a president, you have to carry yourself with some type of
dignity, I should
say. Yeah, and he's lax it. I'm not disputing that.
President, fire staff.
Okay.
But okay. I understand everything you're saying.
Okay.
At the bottom of my soul, I'm telling you, I agree with you.
Okay.
My personal opinion, Trump should not be our president. I fucking hate Hillary with a fucking brick soul.
I wonder why people hated Hillary so much. It's not
so much of what she said, because in my personal opinion, if you're that high up, you can get whoever the fuck to write whatever the fuck you say. Right. So it's not about what the fuck you say. That's all to make you look good in public.
Yeah.
Okay? It's how you act. And unfortunately, in this race, we had two dumbasses. Okay? In my personal opinion, Hillary's a fucking crackhead. Mm-hmm. Because what the fuck did Hillary, how much stupid shit did Hillary say? She's a fucking idiot.
So if we're gonna be honest, I said Donald Trump is spitting more business knowledge than Hillary.
Exactly.
I was like, Hillary looks so, like she's on the politics, but now Donald Trump, Hillary's a fucking idiot.
I don't think Hillary knows anything.
I told everybody before we went to sleep. I was like,
how can she not know anything? And Bill Clinton was her husband.
Was a big surprise.
Okay.
So she was the second. She was, quote unquote, the first, lady.
Okay. So
she happened to know something.
One, I would like to say this. Being the first lady in its own right is a harder job.
Damn, these guys, the older white people.
But it is a completely different job. It is a completely different job. Being the first lady and actually stepping up to presidency is a big difference.
Okay.
So every fucking person voted for Donald Trump.
I'm sorry, like, the way Hillary talks, the way Hillary acts, she is incompetent.
Because if Donald Trump was
Trump is also, like,
Oprah would have won this giant hand.
Hillary sounds incompetent to me. Trump sounds stupid.
Oprah would be the first woman president.
The reason why Trump has gotten such a huge following is because Trump has said everything America wants to say, but can't say. Realistically, how many Americans want the fucking wall? So many. One, we don't want to pay for it. That's one problem. So ignore that. The idea of just his ideas. We're focusing on that. The idea of the fucking wall is amazing.
I forgot what happened. Trump came out the blue, and look how many illegal immigrants are in our country.
And so,
I'm not even being that way. Like, let's start deporting people in that.
Exactly.
This is all I'm saying about the whole shit. Just like we should have been doing. Back then, we was letting all the criminals in. Like, fuck, as long as you come in and we have papers and shit.
They was letting them niggas in for their own personal gain.
Exactly.
So listen.
Why not, get a fucking citizenship? Why aren't you getting papers? And we say, all right, you can come in. It wasn't a big deal. Like, we was turning you down.
And this.
They was just everybody sneaking in on the border. Why? We are letting you in this country.
This too.
We're building America up.
The second thing Trump, people had a big thing with Trump doing.
That shit was supposed to happen in the 80s, so they shouldn't be mad about that. And then a border wall would help out immigration. It would slow it down, like, okay.
And so we wouldn't have such an influx and inflation in the U.S.
Everything's just getting so many people.
Now, the problem is...
The problem is we look like, since we are... the United States, we look like, oh, that's terrible that y'all want to put this
and
wall.
And the thing,
people.
The problem.
Why, when y'all know the wall is for people illegally?
The problem isn't even necessarily the wall. It's how Donald Trump said.
And it going
by. When about talking about the wall. But realistically, So many people want the wall. Absolutely. The second second thing that he did, that he did a brick is up.
So many people want that wall.
I don't know if we were in war with somebody.
Because low key, them motherfuckers don't fuck with us.
Look, I don't know.
Low key, they don't fuck with us.
I don't know if we were in war.
They act like since they're coming over here illegally sneaking and shit, and we let them in because they got children and shit. But if we was over there, something was going on. They'll
port our ass back over this motherfucker. Like,
they care less about
it. Not what you were saying.
And so the second thing, well, another thing Trump did that pissed off a lot of people is that Trump said, I don't know if we were in like it was some big thing that happened in like war or something like that. Mm-hmm. No, not even that. Something happened with wars or some shit with the Middle East. And Trump said, ban, like, they can't come into this country.
Yeah, but he real, still said,
yo, we're gonna do he, like, with them. He, like, he didn't say, he didn't home. Say every Muslim up in this joint has to get the fuck out of America.
Mm-hmm.
He said, we don't want any more people coming into this, many more of your people coming into this because yeah, some of you yeah, are very extremist.
Uh-huh.
Keep in mind, I'm saying it's smarter like, than Trump. Yeah, but they say they don't want people illegally coming here. They don't want people coming here that can breed hatred and fuck up our nation. Mm-hmm. So it's a national security thing.
Okay.
I said it's smarter than Trump. So keep that in mind. But everyone took it as, I'm Muslim. You think I can't come into this country or be here because I'm Muslim? No, he's saying take a pause on it. We'll reevaluate it at a later time because something is going on right now, and that is not something we want to have. Like, you know what I mean?
We get everybody identity. You gotta have visas and shit. When we in different countries, we damn sure as Americans gotta have visas to live there. They'll deport us. They'll send us right back.
Exactly. But so
it's like fuck. If you got here and you was in school and shit, we backing you. Like you doing great things in this country.
And what else did Trump say?
In actuality, you still not even a citizen.
And bro, who the fuck?
You vote for Trump next?
Go fuck yourself. I'm listening to everybody else first. I do not like Trump as a president. He has not. By the luck of the gods,
and I am not somebody
I'm talking to all religions everywhere. By the luck of all gods everywhere in every religion, he has not fucked us up. But he was there for an economic.
Trump abolished child support, would a nigga fuck with him?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They'd be like, yeah, nigga.
Be out there with
that's
the hats.
My president.
America great again.
That's my president.
Be out there with the hats.
My president is orange.
People be clowning the shit out of Kanye for supporting fucking Trump. Now, me personally,
because
I'm
going overboard with the hat and all that Trump. Okay, no, like that's what I was even saying. No, this is how I came
but
up.
Have you listened to all of what he said?
I know.
Yeah, you listened to all of it.
Feel like okay, Donald Trump ain't that bad. Kanye
actually spit some legitimate facts. He said some real shit.
Dude.
Obviously, he's Kanye, so he's gonna be a little wobbly.
Conscious, yeah.
He's gonna take shit that's on like level 1 to level 10 because he's fucking Kanye.
Mm-hmm.
But he was spitting facts.
Yeah.
Like realistically, Trump has not been. Yeah, he's been a dumbass. Please do not. I cannot stress that enough. But he has not been a bad president so far. He has not fucked us over. He has done a legitimate, like a good amount of good.
That's why I said, you better watch out for a second time.